I really don't have a feel for that in one way or the other. He came in, obviously had flu symptoms. He was given medication and was sent home, so we'll probably know more in the morning.
Full participation of both Cobb and Jordy, that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah, definitely. Randall and Jordy both look good today, and we'll see how they come back tomorrow. I had Randall push it the last 2 days, and Jordy wanted to get out there and push it again today, so looks good. I mean, every injury is different, and just the concern with Jordy's particular injury is just the fact that what it can turn into. So it'll really determine on his examination in the morning.
Were you surprised at all about how different Christian Ponder played last
week? I'm sorry?
Were you surprised at all how different Christian Ponder played last week as opposed to December 2nd here?
I'm not surprised by the way Christian Ponder played. I mean, he played an excellent game against us. We've had two contests against him this year, and I mean, he clearly played better in the second one. So I thought they did a good job, obviously running the football and the things they did off of the run, and they got us on the big third down there in the fourth quarter, and frankly, the long down and distances, whether it's second and long, third and long, were the ones that got away from us, but. He played very well.
Better decision making.
Well, decision making, ball placement. I thought he threw the ball well. You know, he does a good job in the pocket, transitioning out of the pocket. He's very athletic, so I thought he was in command of the offense.
Is Ponder kind of the X factor, considering how good Peterson has been this year? He's going to get his yards, and it depends on how well Ponder plays.
I think that's a good conversation to have. I don't really do the X factor. Mindset or path or thought process. I just think there's so much more involved in how one guy plays versus the other. I understand the importance of the quarterback position, who's touching the ball, whether it's Adrian Peterson and the quarterback, the decision makers with the football definitely factor in the football game. But in my opinion, I think the X factor would be the line play on both sides.
Just with the short week and the physical game, are you pleased with the way that everyone's kind of bounced that physically?
Yeah, I feel good about where we are as a football team. Anytime you come off a turf game, it's a little tougher on their bodies. You have to be in tune with that. We pushed it yesterday, doing all of our teamwork outside, extended ball drills and a lot of the, kicking and special team work outside, and was able to get outside today for, about 30 minutes of the – we had an iron 13-minute practice, so we were able to get out and do ball drills and so forth. So I feel very good about where we're at. Their bodies are back, and we're ready to go.
Like, do you do anything today's a Friday on a football week? Do you do anything differently on what would technically be your Saturday tomorrow, or is it just like a regular week?
Yeah, tomorrow is a Saturday for us. So as far as our schedule and what time we report to the hotel, and we have a night schedule that we follow because it's a night game. So Saturday morning we'll have meetings and walkthroughs and things like that.
Mike, in regards to Aaron, presumably experience is always good in any game. Is the value of experience at quarterback magnified in the playoffs?
It is this week. It was a joke, but I mean playoff games are different. I mean, I think the fact that Aaron's played in seven now, I mean, it's definitely it's an experience that we're going to draw from, and it doesn't keep us away from anything as far as the way we're game planning. And he's played in cold weather. He's played on the road. So, yeah, I think it definitely helps you. I mean, this is obviously the first time for, Christian Ponder. But, football to me is still football. I mean, we have to go out and play very well in all three phases. Our quarterback needs to play well just because of the way we're designed and the way we're built on offense.
What have you liked from Evan the past couple weeks at center?
Evan Dietrich-Smith. I think Evan's done a very good job, number one, with the management of it, just the speed. Of getting the line set, the declarations and so forth. So that's been a seamless transition for us from Jeff, and you have to give Jeff Saturday credit with that. So he's been a great big brother, a great veteran presence to Evan, and it's really paid off. Physically, I think he's played well. He's able to do some things in the run game that we're doing more of right now. So I've been pleased with the way he's played.
As a coach, what's it been like to see all your receivers out there at the same time this week? Because it's been a while, right?
Well, I mean, I don't. It's great. I see him every day. I mean, I don't know. I guess I'm not the. I'm supposed to cry now or something. I mean, it's because they all practice, but it's. It's great to. I mean, you want your team healthy. I mean, you want them healthy all the time. So, we're getting healthy at the right time, and you know, it'll be tough this week when you do the 46, list and so forth. And but hey, you want to play your best football this time of year, and it's great to have most of our team back.
Michael, there be any restrictions on Charles physically, snap counts, anything like that?
No, we're just gonna go. I mean, he's gonna need to communicate with us and. Could be the call.
Sorry.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. But we're going to let him play, and we'll communicate with, on the sidelines and make sure he's okay, and we'll keep an eye on him.
Mike, we're going to try to completely maximize his reps this week, give him as many possible reps as possible, or is that just not?
Well, as you know, I mean, there's game condition and there's practice condition, and, I mean, he's really been pushing the conditioning really the last probably 5 or 6 weeks, so, and he has been practicing. For 4 weeks, so it's just that part you transition to the game field, and he's played a lot of football, and how we utilize him, I think will potentially will help him, but I mean we'll keep an eye on him. I mean he's this is about winning the game.
Mike, is there any added advantage being a cold weather team this time of year playing outdoors, and if so, why?
Well, I just think it's like anything. I mean, it's what you're used to. It's you got to be comfortable being uncomfortable. I mean, that's part of playing in the cold. But the Vikings live in the cold, so I think that's an advantage. So I mean, they're not going to get off the plane and think my goodness. I think it's a little different when you come. And I've coached in a southern climate. When you go to a northern climate, it's a different deal. I can remember when I was with the Saints and we were playing the Bengals, and it was 32 degrees. I mean, I thought I was going to die, and then now I look at 32 days, it's a, it's a heat wave right now this time of year. So, it's different, but the game, once those guys get going, their adrenaline's pumping, it's still about playing football the right way. And this game's going to come down to fundamentals like it always does.
Mike, you've been pretty committed philosophically to, deferring if you win the toss. Is that something that you guys talked about in your game management meeting at one, and then B, is there any time where you think maybe, hey, this is a game where maybe we need to consider taking the ball and trying to...
Absolutely. That's a great question. I mean, we talk about it every week. When we get together today at 1 o'clock, we'll talk about the coin toss. That's what's one of the topics on the list. There's about 20 topics we go through, and coin toss based on our statistics. We'll talk about the Vikings statistics, and they've deferred a majority of the time here of late. So we'll talk about the importance of starting fast, and we'll talk about the matchups and so forth, and we'll make a decision. I mean, we do it the same way every week. We don't really let last week's performance affect on how we feel about this particular game.